still moving on with our journey of heaven.
Yes, praise
Jesus so much.
We are
moving on with our journey of heaven. My journey and your
journey.
The journey of those who existed before us and those existing now. And those going to be coming to the coming back of the Lord Jesus.
If the journey moved
through the Bible for 7 years from 2005 2011,
series,
a different series of the visions, the dreams, the trance, the azota, the urim, and the famine, the spiritual transport.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And we began to see, and this journey as in covers the two rings.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
The
journey of heaven in the two rings. The rim below and the rim above. All these we got explained of them until we end last
soul
and we see the summary of those.
Summary. Some of the things we have seen in the room below, the fourth heaven.
Praise Jesus. It's what we began to see. The brief of the things we see in the room below. The fourth heaven to be created. Where is found in it. We saw the hardness and the circular appearance of this heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And the one of the rim below is this one. The last created heaven. We saw the circular appearance of this heaven and the hardness of this heaven and its creation. And in the firmament of this heaven, we saw in the kingdom of the stars, the sun and the moon, in the firmament of that heaven.
So,
now today we are going to be covering our planet Earth and the other 9 planets in the center of the last created heaven, the fourth heaven to be created. We see our planet Earth, the habitable Earth, and the other 9 planets in the center of the fourth heaven to be created, in this room below.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We want to give a summary of these planets. Their fullness we shall cover as we begin to see fullness of these things.
Yes, he was with
you. Praise Jesus so much. But today,
we
move on to see what's in the rim below. We've told you, right now we see the planet Earth and the other 9 planets. In the center of the fourth heaven to be created, in the rim below.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. According to Proverbs chapter
8,
verse 30 to 31. Proverbs 8 from verse
30. Yansanyukiranga ngajaguliza bulijjo mu maaso ge olwasatu mu olumu nga nsanyukira ensi ye ebeerekamu n'essanyu lyange lyali n'abaana b'abantu.
Yes, he was going
to praise Jesus so much.
Planet Earth, where we see a fellow
Planet Earth, where we are. According to Proverbs 8, from verse 30 to 31, its name is known as the habitable earth. That means the planet earth. Our Lord Jesus says that rejoiced over his habitable earth. And his joy was with the children of men when they live in it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. When he speaks of the habitable earth, he's giving you that there are other planets. But in those planets, you can live, not live there. Now, in our journey of heaven, when we begin, after God explained of the rim below and rim above, we shall come back men to start from planet earth on the habitable earth.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much. Scriptures prove there are other nine planets, but flesh and blood, it cannot easy to reap there.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much. This planet, it's in the space up there. It's not that it is sat on anything, but it's captured by powers of the Holy Spirit in that space.
We
pass from the four angels in the four corners of it. What we shall see as we see its fullness.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. According to Job 26:7, this planet and the other nine planets, they are up there in the space. Let's read.
Job 26:7.
Job 26 from verse 7.
Abambo buchika obwakono mubange jerere. Era awanike ensi awatali kintu.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
Our
earth,
erimu banga,
is up there in the sky.
Weyotororera.
It protects from there.
Tiwali wumpaji.
There are no pillars all of them.
That is
based on anything. Though this planet, when we see its fullness, he made it in the pillars of the four angels still right up there in the sky.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So to what he wore,
there is nothing we can tell you beyond the truth of the word of God.
Because
some people get and tell you that this planet and the clouds within it, and they tell you that is the first heaven where the birds fly from. But friend, that is the planet right up in the sky. Even its clouds within it. It means you have not yet gone to heaven. You are still on the planet. But I say the habitable earth, where flesh and blood can live.
What oxygen
there is free oxygen within it.
Now,
other planets are there, as we're going to get explained.
This,
the planet explained as the habitable earth, where flesh and blood can live. Many times when you read the book of Genesis, Genesis from chapter
1,
it moves on, give us a summary of the things created.
It
doesn't move on to give the details of them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. But the truth is this: when you use the principle of the word of God, which is in Isaiah 28, starting from verse
9
to
13,
when you move on, read 2 to 4 commands and above,
and
join 2 scriptures 4 and above, And you dig to the Old Testament and from the New Testament, different books making up the Bible, you can gather the fullness of knowledge. For some he did put in Genesis, he put them in the other books, and he explained us how many planets were made.
So
when you read in Genesis chapter 1, from verses 9, you will see as if he shows us that he created one planet. But the word earth, it's not something easy to put in plural, but to give it to us.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. I don't know whether he put S and it becomes office. Or in the
Lugada
language, it doesn't come.
It has
a
pool
hidden in it you cannot discover easily.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Let's read in Genesis 1, from verse 9. Genesis 1 from verse 9.
Katonda n'ayogera nti amazzi agali wansi w'eggulu gakuŋŋaanire mu kifo kimu olukalu lulabike. Bwe kityo bwe kyali. Olunyiriri olw'ekkumi. Katonda olukalu n'aluyita ensi n'ekkuŋŋaaniro ly'amazzi n'aliyita ennyanja. Katonda n'alaba nga birungi.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
The one who pulled all of the ANC.
Yeah, we used to hear the word, the language, the earth. But you
can't
know that there are other nine planets.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So,
now we move on to see that this word earth, as if it
is
other planets, for it has no plural.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
I mean,
you don't know how you can write the plural of the word earth. What other letter do you attach on?
What do you
mean plural of earth? What do we add on? Athens, what? It remains like that.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So, now
behind that word,
Proverbs
was one who explained the meaning of that word. In Proverbs 8:31, let them explain us what it means. Proverbs 8:30.
Kale nze nga ndi awo gyali ng'omukoza era bulijjo yansanyukiranga nga njaguliza bulijjo mu maaso ge 31 nga nsanyukira ensi ye ebeerekamu n'essanyu lyange lyali n'abaana b'abantu.
Yagamba nga nsanyukira ensi ye ebeerekamu.
He rejoiced over the habitable earth.
Yagenda maaso kulaga nti waliyo ensi endala.
God don't show us the other planets.
Naye ensi gye tulaba mu lubereberye sula esooka.
As we see in Genesis 1, verse
9
and
10,
is the only habitable earth where flesh and blood can live. But
it
shows there are other planets coexisting. But to go on them and live on them, you have to search your own life there.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Oxygen, you gather it yourself.
Yes,
he did order them like the planet Earth.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. Now it shows the other planets are existing.
Yes,
fourth heaven to be created in the rim below.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. There is a scripture in the Second Kings, chapter 23, verse 5.
It
speaks of a number of planets.
Most
of those hold the rightful King James.
For
most people, you don't have that word. The word planets was removed from our Bibles. But in the King James Version, to power. Besides the fake King James of today, They still speak that word.
You're
going to use the English Bible that we can study of these planets. 2 Kings chapter 23 from verse 5.
2 Kings 23 verse
5.
And he put down the idolatrous priests whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high places in the cities of Judah and in the places around about Jerusalem. Them also that burned incense unto Baal, to the sun and to the moon and to the planets and to all the
yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
In
that verse, he said that it shows that this king who had been thrown on,
he chased
the priests who were burning incense to Baal, onto the sun, onto the moon, and the other planets.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Baba singa planets bali bagala zisinza businga.
For most of the people wanted to worship these planets.
So true planet in the
now it's to the other planets that are existing. Besides our planet Earth. Both the habitable Earth. And these planets, according to how God speaks of them, in Isaiah 66, and from verses 1,
it
speaks like this.
Isaiah 66 verses 1.
Yes, he was when
you praise Jesus so much.
But
God says, heaven is the throne,
and see,
the earth is his footstool.
Yes, he was when
praise Jesus so much.
So,
and when we come to reality, God knows the creator has in his image and in his likeness.
So,
anytime he shows you that earth is his footstool, it tries to show you other planets. As a person has the 10 toes, and they came from the image of God. Planets are meant to be 10 to be able to make the poise of God. Make the footstools of his feet. It means every toe is meant to sit and rest where it's meant to be resting.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We see this on what? After it tells us in Isaiah 66 verse 1, that earth is his footstool. He moved on to explain us in Nahum 1:3, that the clouds are the dust of his feet.
Nahum 1 verse 3. Mukama tatera kusunguwala, alina amaanyi mangi, so talitaatira n'akatono. Ekkubo lya Mukama liyita mu kikunguta ne mu kibuyaga, era ebire z'enfuufu z'ebigere bye.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Ebire,
the clouds,
ebire mu planet season,
which are in these planets,
that
the dust of his feet.
It
means God tries to show us
image and
put
each
of his feet down how they appear. On the likeness of a feet, he got us from his image. Clouds within the planets,
right,
from planet the habitable earth.
The
clouds in them are the dust of his feet.
And
when he go up,
we have planet Mercury.
We have planet Mercury. In it also are clouds.
It's
also a dust of his feet.
We have planet Venus.
We have planet Venus.
It
also their clouds.
They are
dust of his feet. Of his feet.
Planet Earth,
planet Earth where we are. And it also are clouds.
Rolled
at the dust of his feet.
Yes, we have a
raised Jesus from
us. Planet Mars.
We have planet Mars.
And
it also there are clouds.
It
also dust of his feet.
Planet yeno,
we have
Jupiter.
Planet Jupiter.
Na yeri moko bide
biayo. In it also are clouds.
Oyingira munda muyo.
When you enter inside it,
na yena biya bita fufuzaji gire.
History calls them dust of his feet.
Kuna planet Saturn.
We have planet Saturn.
Na yeri moko bide biayo.
In it are also clouds.
What did you organize is that planet is in it.
Though it's not planet organized Earth. Like our planet Earth.
Na yeri biya bide biayo.
But it also has its clouds.
Putting up planet Uranus.
We have planet Uranus.
Nayo Dinamo Ebidebia.
Also has its clouds in it.
Putting up planet Jupiter.
We have planet Neptune.
Neptune, yeah. Planet Neptune.
We have planet Neptune.
Nayo Ebidebia.
Also has its clouds.
Atina planet Pluto.
And we have planet Pluto.
Ebidebia.
It has its clouds in it.
Putting up planet Eris.
We have planet Eris.
Nayo
it also holds its clouds. That's why God has said in Nahum chapter 1 that the clouds are the dust of his feet. When you want to discover how many are his feet or toys, we come back look on the human being.
We
get explained the planets were created, how many.
But
when he speaks in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, he speaks of man like this.
Genesis 1:26. Katonda n'ayogera nti, tukole omuntu mu ngeri yaffe, mu kifaananyi kyaffe. Bafugenga eby'omu nnyanja, n'ebibuuka waggulu, n'ente, n'ensi yonna, na buli ekyewalula ku nsi. Olwa 27. Katonda n'atonda omuntu mu ngeri ye, mu ngeri ya Katonda bwe yamutondera, omusajja n'omukazi.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus so much.
So, for
when you look at man in the likeness of his image, and if you look at only the feet down there, man will hold 10 toys.
So,
now, if God tends to say, clouds are dust of his feet. We go back, this cup is made of 10 planets and they are clouds within them. Now in creation of heavens and earth, possibly when you look at the rim below, the whole heaven to be created, meant to have been 10 from the beginning. Not that other planets have been created in these days. Some of the prophets who brought false prophecies. What is one prophet who brought a false prophecy? In 2012,
that
there was a new planet which was going to be created. Remember the planet he spoke of? The planet Pluto, the ninth planet. Yet there was still a more tenth planet. God from the beginning has been showing the planets have been existing.
He has told that there was
He created them long time they are existing.
Yes, he was when you
praise Jesus so much.
So I was my way that we got it was planets, you know.
Now the truth is like that on those planets. And when we speak of the habitable earth, we get to show you there are other planets. Let's briefly get back to Proverbs. Verse 31. Proverbs 8, verse 31.
Kale nze nga ndi awo gyali ng'omukoza. Era bulijjo yansanyukiranga. Nga njakuliza bulijjo mu maaso ge. Nga nsanyukira ensi ye ebeerekamu. N'essanyu lyange lyali n'abaana b'abantu.
Praise Jesus so much.
Okwo nno engeri essula ey'omunaana olulwasatu mu olumu.
That Proverbs 8:31
yafuluma yayogebwa mu mulembe gwa Kabaka Solomon.
It was spoken in the era of King Solomon.
Naye Katonda yali alaga nti ensi zaali wezi.
But God showed that the planets were existing, all of them.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Ngaajakuliza mweyo eberekamu erimu abantu.
You rejoice over the habitable earth where people are living.
Yetumanyi nga planet earth.
That we know as planet earth.
Endala zaalyo naye nga teziberekamu mubiri na musaayi.
The others were there, but you cannot live there with flesh and blood.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Nga bwe tusoose okugamba.
Like we first told you.
Nti waliyo planet Mercury.
That there is planet Mercury.
Wabeerayo planet Venus.
It is planet Venus.
Tulina ino planet earth.
We have planet earth.
Tulina planet Mars.
We have planet Mars.
Tulina planet Jupiter.
We have planet Jupiter.
Tulina planet Saturn.
We have planet Saturn.
Ne tubera ne planet Uranus.
And we have planet Uranus.
Tulina planet Neptune.
We have planet Neptune.
Ne tubera ne planet Pluto.
And we have planet Pluto.
Ne planet Eris.
And planet Eris.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Na yenga mu mazima ke byawali.
But in the truth of the scriptures,
planet Jesus aliwo kuva kutondoka kwa
planets were there from creation of heavens and earth.
Siza katondwa kali
have not just been created now.
Era mwaka 2005.
In the 2005.
Kama ngatambo zulugendo lwe.
As God moved with the journey of heaven.
Planet zino kwazi tukakonga Jesus.
We reached these planets and they are there.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Nayenga wanutuzogeddeko ngofunza.
But here we've briefly spoken of them.
Tusubira kwato wujuvu bwazo.
We expect to handle their fullness.
Oluvannyuma lw'okuwa summary eno.
After giving you this summary.
Nyinga twakutegeezezza.
But we told you.
Insisi nozo naziri mu bwengula.
All the planets are spaced up there in the space.
Tusubira mu Yobu 26:7.
According to Job 26:7.
Kama tuddiremu okw'olunyiriri.
Let's repeat this.
Yobu esuula ya 26. Ndolunyiriryo lwo musambu.
Job 26:7.
Abambo obukiiko obwakkono mu bbanga jereere era awanika ensi awatali kintu.
Yes, ye bazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus.
Ensi zino zonna.
All these planets.
Ziri mu bbanga.
They are up there in the sky.
Gamma zirina kwe zimekutte.
Not that they are holding on to anything.
Wabulu olw'amaanyi g'omwoyo
omutukuvu. But because of powers of the Holy Spirit.
Zibeera mu bbanga.
They are spaced up there in the sky.
Kitubire kiri mu Zakariya esula y'okunonyerwa omukaaga.
First, what's in Zakariya 4:6?
Sirwa amaanyi.
It's not by power.
Sirwa buyinza.
It's not by might.
Naye ku lw'omwoyo wa Katonda.
But by the Spirit of God.
Yes, ye bazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kigenda wala nnyo ekigambo.
Now that what goes deeper.
Insisting what is in mubbanga.
All these planets are spaced up in the sky.
Zibeera zeetooloola.
They are rotating from that
nensi yafenyeri je kuliko yeto
lo. Even the planet Earth too is rotating.
Okusinzira ku Yobu 28:5.
According to Job 28:5.
Yobu esuula ya 28 n'olugiriri olw'okutaano.
Job 28:5.
Nti ensi yevaamu emmere era wansi evuunikibwa ng'ekivuunikibwa n'omuliro.
Yes, ye bazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ensi eno.
These are.
Tujimanyi ng'evaamu emmere. Si yaffe.
No, out of which comes food.
Ayegenda maaso n'okuba nga yeetooloola.
But it moves on to rotate.
N'ekyusibwa.
It's changed.
N'etaamu fene. Abali mu Afrika.
And we in Africa.
Netudda America weebali.
And we shift where America has
been. Ne continent enanga zeetoola
wezi. Even as the continents move on rotating.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
So next time the voice will see.
If another planet are like that.
Na yetu yafuna detail yazo.
But we shall get their detail.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Wabula okuwa demonstration enongi.
But to give you a rightful demonstration.
Eguru lino eryokuna.
This fourth heaven.
Nga bw'olira bangu okulungirira
bwali. Like we see it in its actual appearance.
Lirina kubeera bweyuti nga tetulaba birimu.
It's meant to appear like an
avocado.
Like you see that avocado fruit.
Nga buli kimu kiri munda buli.
Everything is within it.
Naye nga tetusobola kiraba.
But we cannot see it.
So kiba kitegeeza tuli mulimu eyawansi eggulu eryokulinda.
We are brief below in the last created heaven.
Tuli mulimu eyawansi.
We are the brief below.
Mugulu eryasembayo okutonda.
In the last created heaven.
Mugulu eryokuna.
The fourth heaven.
Tuli munda muli.
We are inside it.
Nga bw'olaba ebiri munda mu.
Like the beans in that avocado fruit.
Wano twasazeeko busazi.
Here it is.
Tulinganga babikudde okulaba ebiri munda.
As if we open to show what's inside the planet.
Ebiri munda mu.
What's inside this heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga byoli yekulungiri buli genda bagge mu wanti
we. Satula it covers to the bottom.
Wano wandi badde wabikiddwa nga bw'olaba
ovakedo. This place would have been covered like you see this avocado fruit.
Naye
But to cut it to see what is in it, we did like this. We got off and cut in the middle of it. And we opened to see what is inside this heaven. Now where you see the avocado fruit in the middle of this fruit, the avocado seed, where you see it in the fruits, all the 10 planets are like the seed in this fruit.
They are
in the center of this fourth heaven. Is it getting clear your way? That the planets are in the middle of the heaven.
Yes, you always will.
Praise Jesus so much. And the kingdom of the stars, this fruit thing we eat in this avocado fruit. It means the planets are surrounded. The moon and the different stars surrounding the entire planets. Imagine if I hold this piece, I restore, cover the fruit
well.
They also remain stars. The plants must have been there in the middle of the fruit.
It's
when I bring back and I cover the avocado fruits,
you
find stars have surrounded the planets and they are in their midst. I don't know if you see that.
It's
when I bring back, stars are surrounding the planets, the sun, star, and the planets and the moon. The stars, sun, and the moon, they are surrounding the planet. They take a big portion, they are many and they are big indeed. According to the portion of what you eat in the avocado fruit. Take a little portion in the middle of the heaven. Just as you see the avocado fruit, how it appears. It means this is the planet, the territory it covers. Where the seed of the fruit is. The seed of the avocado fruit. Where. That's why it's meant to have the planets. Take a small portion. Yet the stars show you the bigger part of which we eat in the fruit. And then take a very big portion. Now, if I clothe the fruit, planets are surrounded by the kingdom of the stars, the sun, and the moon. Which means that the sun too is not one. If the moon is not one.
You
find every planet having its own. Every planet holds its suns and its moons.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
But
when I clothe, as if I held some, and I brought them back, and I cover in the plants to be in the midst, we shall reach design that thing for you, that you can understand it.
And then a guru,
now the heaven, it's this cover of this fruit, the cover. This circular blue heaven covering
it.
But it is hard indeed. Here we cut in the middle to show you what's in here. It means I can bring back and they cover everything within the fruit.
And
it appears the fourth heaven holding everything we've seen in it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That one briefly, it's like that. The view through which you can see those things, when you check out of planet Earth, you'll find yourself that the heaven will be appearing in the east, even the western will appear there, and it is circular. Yegeza bwe ngamba nti east yeru, it means the east of the side.
Ne west yeru
iba gyeri. West of the other side. Yegeza neno gyeri, it means even here it's there.
Ontegende bulu.
Are we together?
Then, ne muno si iba gyeri ne masile
iba gyeri. Even the north and the south, the heaven appears there.
Iba lyeku lungi.
It is such a lot.
Ngadi tubikiddeyo muna.
And it's been engulfed in here.
Planets of faith,
our 10 planets,
Naziri Masekati
Mandai, the central of the heaven. And
they
run a number of kilometers to head to the kingdom of the stars, the sun and the moon. When you stretch out,
you
run a number of kilometers from where the stars end
to
head to where the heaven is. If you use our transports like the vision, which fly at a very high speed, and the dream, you can protect the entire heaven. Or if you are above, you may see this heaven such a lot.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
now briefly concerning the heaven of the dream below.
Or
what is the brief in the dream below? The last way the heaven. We saw how this heaven is hard indeed. And hard indeed. And we see its creation. This heaven of the rim below.
Then
we saw stars in the firmament or sky of the heaven. And we came in the central to see of the planets. 10 planets, including ours.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus so much.
But
still, we want to see something else in the kingdom of the stars.
Amagombe.
We are wanting to see hell.
Amagombe.
Hell.
Obunye obutakoma.
The bottomless pit.
Erali, malikomera lya
Katonda. And it's the prison of God. In the kingdom of the stars.
We want to see
where it is found. And we will give you a summary of things in the rim below, in the last created heaven, hell, and it's the bottomless pit. It's known as the prison of God, where he imprisons rebellious spirits in the kingdom of the stars.
Yes, he was with
praise you. Jesus so much. It means that hell
is
not found on planet Earth.
It's
not found on the planet Earth. Neither on the planet Mercury. Not
Venus.
Even on planet Venus. Not even planet Mars. Not even on Jupiter.
Planet,
not
Saturn,
even on planet Saturn,
not
even Venus, Uranus,
Uranus, yeah.
Neither planet Neptune, not even Pluto, not even planet
Earth.
But hell, the bottomless pits, the prison of God, where he imprisons rebellious spirits, in the rim of the kingdom of the stars.
It's
where we find hell. We want to get a few which proof, and we give you the brief of that.
Yes, praise
Jesus so much. Let's read in Peter.
First
Peter chapter 3, verse 18 to 20. First Peter 3 from 18.
Kubanga era ne Kristo yabonyabonyezebwa olw'ebibi omulundi gumu, omutuukirivu olw'abatali batuukirivu, atuleeta eri Katonda, bwe yattibwa omubiri naye n'azuukizibwa omwoyo. Olw'19. Era gwe yagenderamu n'abuulira emyoyo egiri mu kkomera. 20. Edda abataagonda okugumiikiriza kwa Katonda bwe kwali nga kulingirira mu nnaku za Nuuwa, eryato bwe lyali nga likyasibibwa, amazzi mwe galokolera abantu si bangi gy'emyoyo omunaana.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo. Kusinziira mu Peter
according to
soka,
First Peter,
esula ey'okusatu
chapter 3
18 paka 2
18 to 20.
Bible eraga.
Bible shows
nti ekkomera lino lya Katonda,
this prison of God,
mwasibire mioyo emigye,
where he imprisons the rebellious spirit,
agabanyiddwa nga amagombe,
which is known as hell,
obunye obutakoma,
or the bottomless pit,
gakola kuva dda ku mirembe gya bannoowa,
it worked long since the eras of Noah,
mu lubereberye essula ey'omukaaga,
Genesis 6,
okutuukira ddala mu ssula ey'omwenda,
unto Genesis 9.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
So ekkomera lino,
now this prison,
ery'emyoyo emigyemu,
of the rebellious spirits,
mukama waffe Yesu bwe yajja,
when the Lord Jesus came,
nga tutandika AD,
as we began AD,
emyaka 2018 egiyise,
18 years so far which has passed.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus.
Kiraga nti yasobola okugenda mu magombe okumala ennaku ssatu.
It shows he went in hell in for 3 days.
Okomera eryo n'emitemu gye gyasibibwa.
In the prison where rebellious were imprisoned.
N'agezaako nabo okubawa chance mbiri ebyo.
And he tried to give them a chance those days.
Ey'obulokozi okuggyibwayo.
Salvation to be gotten out of hell.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye nga tukimanyi.
But we know it.
Olwaliwo singa kakutana n'ogwayo.
If you dare fall there.
Tekisoboka gwe okuvaayo.
Impossible for you to get out of there.
Wabula twagadde okwongera tukulage.
But what should move on show you
kyo kuva ebiro ebyo,
that from those days,
ekkomera lino,
this prison,
geyena,
hell,
obunnyo obutakoma,
the bottomless pit,
libadde nga lijja likolera,
it's been working,
okusinziira ku byatunnywa mu Luka 16,
according to what he explained in Luke 16,
19, kama waffe Yesu bwe yatuuka ku nsi kuno,
when the Lord Jesus reached this world,
yannyonnyola ku kkomera lino,
he explained of this prison,
ng'aliyita geyena,
and he called it hell,
mu lulimi olwalitegeerekka ekifo eky'okubonyaabonyezebwa,
which meant a place where they torment,
n'omuliro,
with fire.
Katusome mu Luka.
Luka essula ey'16 n'olunyiriri lwa 19.
Luke 16:19.
Awo waliwo omuntu omugagga eyayambalanga olugoye olw'effulungu ne bafuta ennungi ng'asanyukanga bulijjo mu kwesiima. Olunyiriri lwa 20. Era waliwo n'omwavu erinnya lye Laazaalo eyagalamizibwanga ku mulyango gwe, eyali awummuse amabwa. Olwabiri mu olumu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
Our Lord Jesus.
Yaleeta ekigambo eky'amagezi.
He brought a word of wisdom.
Ekimanyiddwa ng'olugero.
Which is known as a parable.
Era nga kyalimu okutegeera n'okuteesa kungi.
It was wisdom and much counsel.
Ng'ayogera ku bantu bano ab'emirundi ebiri.
And he spoke of these two types of people.
Omugagga.
The rich man.
Yalemeera okufuna akaseera ak'okutegeera Katonda.
When he failed to get time of understanding God.
Ate n'omwavu.
And this poor man.
Eyafunanga obudde,
he who got time,
ogenda maaso n'okwetereza ne Katonda,
move on align himself with God,
bwava mu mubiri,
when they checked out of the body,
omu asitulibwa atwalibwa mu ggulu,
one is lifted taken to heaven,
mu kitundu ekyawaggulu,
in the realm above,
mu kibuga kya Katonda,
in the city of God,
Yerusalemu ekyomu,
Jerusalem of heaven,
ate omulala,
and another,
atwalibwa mu magombe,
is taken in hell,
oluvannyuma lw'okuziika omubiri gwe,
after burying his body,
naye omwoyo gwe ne gutwalibwa mu magombe,
spirit taken in hell,
ekkomera lya Katonda,
the prison of God,
obunnyo obutakoma,
the bottomless pit,
kyava ayongera okunnyonnyola bw'ati.
That's why moves on explain like this.
Luka essula ey'16 n'olunyiriri lw'abiri mu lumu.
Luke 16:21.
Nti nga yeegomba okukkuta ebyagwanga okuva ku mmeeza ey'omugagga, era embwa nazo zajjanga ne zimugombereranga amabwa ge. Olwabiri mu bbiri. Awo olwatuuka omwavu n'afa, n'asitulwa bamalayika n'assibwa mu kifuba kya Ibulayimu, n'omugagga n'afa n'aziikibwa.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Agambye nti olwatuuka.
Yes, it came to pass.
Omwavu n'afa.
And the poor man died.
N'afa mu mubiri gwe.
He checked from his body.
Omwoyo gwe ne gusitulwa bamalayika.
The spirit was lifted by angels.
Ne gutwalibwa.
It was taken.
Mu kifuba kya Ibulayimu.
In the bosom of Abraham.
Wabula tujjukira.
But we remember.
Na Ibulayimu.
That Abraham.
Yali anoonya ekibuga kya Katonda.
He was seeking for the city of God.
Yerusalemu ekyomu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
So kiba kitegeeza.
Now it means.
Mu kiseera ekyo.
In that time. Angels lifted Lazarus, the spirit of Lazarus, and they headed to the door of heaven, and they can move in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
Abraham
fought for in his entire life. According to what
is
written in Hebrews, Hebrews 11, from verses 8 unto 16.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Ibrahim,
and Abraham,
he fought
for the city of God,
Jerusalem
of heaven. The great gathering of the angels. Hebrews 12, 22 tells us, welcome you in the city of God,
Jerusalem
of heaven,
the
great gathering of the angels and the saints.
So Lazarus,
when his body died, his spirit, because he was a saint,
entered
the door of heaven to go in the city of God,
Jerusalem
of heaven. Abraham was in the city he fought for. But the same way, when the rich man was in the planet Earth, his body had died. His spirit, born by angel of the bottomless pit, angel working in the prison of God, in hell,
he
broadcast it in hell.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus somehow. That's why the next verse says this. Let's
look
16.
Luke 16:3. Ti, nayimusiza amaaso ge mu magombe, ng'ali mu kulumizibwa, n'alengera Ibulayimu wala ne Lazaalo ng'ali mu kifuba kye. 24. Nayogerera waggulu n'agamba nti, Kitange Ibulayimu, nsaasira, otume Lazaalo anyike ensonda y'olunwe lwe mu mazzi, ampozeewoze olulimi lwange, kubanga nnumwa.
Yes, he was raised Jesus so much. The spirit of the rich man who refused to align himself
with
his unrighteousness, where he had been cast in hell, from the bottomless pit, the prison of God. And God helped him. A helping which is not easy. To see things in hell, you are in hell, which makes no meaning.
He
lifted his eyes, looked and saw Lazarus
far
in the bosom of Abraham, in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Why Bible uses the language he lifted his eyes
eyes?
The city in the first created heaven, you have to ascend up. That's why the
Jesus
lifted his eyes up.
And he
can see in the city of God,
Jerusalem
of heaven. Much when you are in hell in the ring below, in the kingdom of the stars,
as
they show things in heaven, how nice they are. In the fire, in the torment down here, the fire in hell. So
Abraham
and Lazarus in the city of God. You know, in the city there are streams flowing in it. When you reach it, you will see it.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
He
said, please Abraham, my father, send Lazarus.
Leave
the tip of his finger.
Raise
to quench my fires and thirst
me.
I am badly thirsty in this fire. Why did they send Lazarus for him? You know, people, when we leave this world, we know Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Our forefathers in faith, they are the heads over us.
It was
hard to tell Abraham to bring water for him. Of Lazarus, that he too called Abraham father, in the flesh. That's what he died holding in his mind. He didn't know in heaven everyone has gone to rest up there. There's no one to be sent. And the other will be the bosom of Abraham. It was a moment of being welcomed. Lazarus enters the city of God.
You
know that all along Abraham was holding Lazarus in his bosom. Abraham is welcoming Lazarus. The one in hell.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. He moved on, spoke like this.
Luke 16:25. Naye Ibrahim n'amugamba nti, mwana wange, jukira nga waweebwanga ebirungi byo mu bulamu bwo. Era ne Lazaalo bw'atyo ebibi. Naye kaakano ye asanyusibwa ng'olumwa. Olwa 26. Era ku ebyo byonna, wakati waffe nammwe waliwo olukonko oluwanvu olwateekebwawo. Abaagala okuva eno okujja gye muli balemenga okuyinza, era balemenga okuva eyo okuyitawo okujja gye tuli.
Yes, you must praise Jesus so much.
Yamugamba.
He told him,
walinga kusi,
you were on the world.
Nodi yabisinga
obulungi. You ate your good things.
Nota funa budde bwetereza.
You get time, align yourself.
Lazaro.
And Lazarus.
Yena abeeranga afunye ebibi.
He got evil on the world.
Yena alumizibwa n'asigala ng'anoonyesa okwetereza.
But remained seeking to align himself.
Ate alina asanyusibwa.
Now he's in big joyful.
Ate gori eyo olungi.
Yet you are in pain.
Mpozi ky'olina okwongera okumanya ekyokubiri.
You have to know the second thing.
Ati gwa Ibrahim wanyonyola omugaga.
Abraham explained the rich man in hell.
Wakati wafe,
between us
namu,
and you, there is a big chasm in us. Abraham, in the city of God, come from the rim above, come down to the rim below.
It
is a very long distance. And you join on from where the heaven and the rim below it is to reach the kingdom of the
star,
where we find hell. There to the distance is long. That's why he told him
this
distance between us and you.
Luka esule yekumi n'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'abirimu omusanvu.
Luke 16:27.
N'amugamba nti, kale nkwegayiridde kitange, omutume mu nnyumba ya kitange olw'28, kubanga nina abooluganda 5, abategeeze baleme okujja nabo mu kifo kino ekirimu okulumwa.
Yes, praise Jesus so much.
Omugagga ng'asinziira mu bunnya obutakoma.
Rich man basking in the pits of hell.
Amagombe,
the bottomless pit, and the prison of God.
Yagamba,
he said,
they've
sent Lazarus right from heaven to come on the planet Earth, the brothers of the rich man. And they don't go to the place where he was. It means that it's not on the world hell. On the world you bury bodies there. But the spirit is gotten out of it. It's brought within hell, the bottomless pit, the prison of God. The other, hell, had to run from there, that the demons have come from hell. If the rich man had access of running out of there,
he
would have run out and came on the heads of the living. And they began to laugh.
Oh,
he spoke as people, this day think
that
demons came from hell and they attacked us. Let's move on and we hear.
Luke 16:29. Naye Ibrahim n'agamba nti, balina Musa ne bannabbi, bawulirenga abo.
Yes,
he was with you.
Praise Jesus.
Ibrahim,
Abraham told him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to those. Yet remember those days.
Musa
Moses and most of the prophets had already passed on this world. How were we holding and having them?
In
what most
important,
we have the words
of the prophets. Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. Hear what was spoken through Moses and the prophets.
But so many of
they read those and they understand that they can be saved. And he moved on, told him this. Luke 16:30. Yes, he was raised Jesus. At least if the dead come back and goes to them.
Or
is from the city where you are.
Or
from hell where we are. And he goes to warn them. And they will align themselves. He answered him, told him this. Luke 16:31.
Ngawe bata ulida Musa, neba nabi. Edani wankubado muku wafu, buwalizu ukira. Tebali kilizisa. Tali bakilizisa.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much. He told him.
Nti abantu wabata basubula kukwata. Musa.
If people cannot hold what was written by Moses.
Okuwa mutabu chomukuru.
From the book of heaven.
Nabi wandis,
and he wrote them.
Never nabi,
even the prophets.
Ne wanazuki romoto.
Even if the dead comes back to live.
Ababodi the video magombe.
And he tells people what's in hell they will never believe.
Wanga bayi buri aliyaji mola dama gombe kunana
bi. Bible had already explained the entire hell and what's in it.
Enga bajaga nero mukirize
kiambe. People still refuse to believe that word.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus so much.
Nawa alababi na mutufura ne.
Even others have them in the twisted way.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much. But hell is a prison of God. Where they imprison rebellious spirits.
Those
refuse to repent of their unrighteousness. And to totally leave it. And this hell is found in the kingdom of the stars. According to Revelation
9,
verse 9 and
10,
if you open hell, the sun and the moon, they stop giving their light. And they can't give us light to reach here. Because of the great darkness which gets from it. Let's read. Revelation 9 from verse 1.
Malaika wokutano nafuwa nenda bimunyenge ngeva mukuru
ngiongera we kigambe ekyo malaika wokutano nafuwe konde
the angel the big angel sounded the trumpet
okubikulwe sura yomwenda nolujirili olisoka
Revelation 9 verse 1
malaika wokutano nafuwe konde nenda bimunyenge ngeva mukuru ngegwa kunsi ne nawebwa ekisumuluze ekyo bunyo obutakoma Olinyiriro lw'okubiri. Nasumulula obunnya obutakoma. N'omukka ne guva mu bunnya ne gulinnya ng'omukka ogw'enkoomi ennene. N'enjuba n'ebbanga ne bizikirizibwa. Ne bizikizibwa olw'omukka ogw'omu bunnya.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus.
Ali kuli eraga.
The Bible shows.
Nti bw'oggulawo amagombe n'ogagulira ddala complete.
When you open hell. Take off the seal upon hell. That's why here it's not opened at all. They lift it a little and they cast it in rebellious spirits. And the covering gets back. If you totally open it, darkness is going to cover the entire sky. It cuts off the stars first, the sun, and the moon, and they no more can give light. But they are in the same rim. Now remember, we on this world we can no more get light.
So
now one of these times, shows you where hell it is formed. In the kingdom of the stars. When you open hell, the sun has to stop giving its light. The moon has to stop to give its light. Even the stars.
So what are you going to do?
There appears the total darkness.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much. Most people say, maybe the bottomless pit and hell, they are different.
Yes,
but it is not like that.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much. According to what they explain us, in yes, he was praise Jesus. Hell itself, it's the bottomless pit. Opens its mouth and it is unending.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So
it's deep indeed. According to Proverbs 27, verse 19.
Ngero esula ya musambu nolu njiriwa kumina muenda. Ngero esula ya musambu nolu njiriwa kumina muenda.
Proverbs 7:19.
Kubanga vasetarika yatambula lugendo lwa wala. Yagenda ngatua linsawu. Yagenda ngatua linsawu ya feza.
Ngero abili musambu.
Proverbs 27.
Yamsumoru wabi.
Proverbs 27:20.
Amagombe n'okuzikirira tebikutanga ennaku zonna. N'amaaso g'abantu tegakutanga ennaku zonna.
Amagombe
hell
bunya butakoma
is the bottomless pit.
Tebisobola kukuta.
They can never get satisfied.
Yes, you was with
praise Jesus so much.
No,
don't be confused.
Wakatina kuamagombe
between hell. The bottomless pit. Or the prison of God where he imprisons the better spirits. It's the same word.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. And they show us it's found the kingdom of the stars. According to Job 38:16-21. God moves on explaining the same issue like this. Yes, he was with praise Jesus so much. God moves on to ask whether the gates of death, the gates of the darkness, total darkness, whether they have ever been revealed to you. Many times we've been on the world. Some people don't know how big the world is. They don't know even where it is found.
Others
we've never known where hell is found. But this time the journey of heaven. God is to show us with the fullness of everything in there. Maybe in brief. Just as you see the brief or the summary of those of what's in the brief below. In the last created heaven, the fourth heaven.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
We cannot
live to see is the devil the one, the leader in hell, or there is an angel in charge of it.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus. Let's see of that. So we are not to see the punishment in there. We shall soon begin the fullness of everything.
Yes, he was with
you.
Amen.
Is the devil in charge of hell or angel Abaddon? The angel of the bottomless pit. We are to answer that.
murugendo nolweguru
in the journey of heaven
atonde mu Bible
move through the Bible
amakuru ndi Bible yogendo kubanga ekunyonyola eri alabibwa
Bible is what to explain everything.
Yes, he was going
here. Praise Jesus so much.
Bible,
when Bible begins, on the issue of those working on death and hell, it speaks this in Revelation 6, verse 7 and 8. And it says this, Revelation 6 from verse 7.
Boyabemula kabonera akokuna, nempulire ddoboozi nempulira eddoboozi ery'ekiramu ekyokuna nga kyogera nti jangu olw'omunaana ne ndaba era laba embalaasi eya kyenvu n'eyali atuddeko erinnya lye kufa ne magombe n'agenda naye.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Okusina mu kubikulirwa esula eno ey'omukaaga,
according to Revelation 6
n'olujeeri olw'omusango olw'omunaana
in verse 7 and 8.
When
he took off the fourth seal,
at
the fourth living creature called him, come and
see. And the
living creature showed him the one seated on the yellow horse
in the
city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
And
his name was called Death.
And
even hell was moving behind him.
Like
you see in that image there.
Yes, you was with
praise Jesus so much.
Abantu bangi,
many people, they are confused on what concerns these two angels.
The
angel of death and hell.
Most
people say that perhaps it's the devil himself.
First,
take off the confusion from that issue.
Malaika oyo,
that angel of hell and the bottomless pit is the one who got the devil to bind him.
It
means that
Satan
didn't capture himself and bound himself,
but there is
the angel of death and of hell.
And
the angel of hell bound the devil.
Yes, he was with
praise you. Jesus so
much.
The truth is like this.
Malaika wokufa,
the angel of death,
ye akora kukwambura emyoyo kujija mumubiri.
He works at the mission of taking spirits from their bodies.
Mungeri ezenjawulo
in the different ways.
Katumaliyo kubikulirwa esule ye yomukaga.
Let's finish Revelation 6.
Onyolo mwana katuluddemu ko
tumaze. Verse 8, let's repeat it.
Okubikulirwa esule yomukaga n'olujiriro olw'omunaana.
Revelation 6 verse 8.
Nendaba era laba embalaasi eya kyenvu n'eyali atuddeko erinnya lye kufa ne magombe n'agenda naye ne baweebwa obuyinza ku kitundu ekyokuna eky'ensi okutta n'ekitala n'enjala n'olumbe n'ensolo z'ensi.
Yes, he was with
you. Praise Jesus so much.
Malaika w'okufa,
the angel of death,
ye agenda maaso n'okuggyamu emyoyo mubiri.
He moves on, takes spirits out of the body.
Naye singa akuggyamu nga totuukiridde,
but if he takes you out, you're not well completed and perfected.
Kwaza malaika w'ema,
he gives you to the angel of hell,
malaika w'obunya
obudakoma, the angel of the bottomless pit.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Malaika w'ekomera,
the angel of the prison of God.
And
if you appear to be holy, like you see Lazarus,
in Luke 16,
19-25,
when he
handed to holy angels, they took him to Jerusalem of heaven.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
So,
now it means that the angel of death, he can use sickness.
Where there are
wars, he can take people out of their bodies.
Where we say
there is a
sword. Where
there is famine, he is right
there. Even
the different plagues and diseases.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
He
is there to pick those spirits,
to
check them out of their bodies.
But
it depends how he has met you. When he finds you not holy,
hands
you to the hands of hell,
take you to
the rightful place they call hell, as his name stands,
known
as the prison of God. where they imprisoned rebellious spirits in the bottomless pit.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. This angel of death has ever sent him to Egypt to prove his messenger, he can send him. And he gave them works of picking spirits of firstborns of the Egyptians. Exodus
12:20-24.
Exodus 12:23.
Nti kubanga mukama aliita kubanga mukama aliita okukuba abamisiri awo bwalira b'omusaayi kukabunu kuva esula ya 12:23.
Exodus 12:23.
Nti kubanga mukama aliita okukuba abamisiri awo bwaliraba omusaayi kukabunu ne ku mifuba eto jombi mukama aliita ku mulyango.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Malaika wa mukama,
the angel of God,
malaika wa kufa,
the angel of death,
yajira mukitibwa kya mukama.
He came in the glory of God.
Na yito misi yokunona abiri
Egypt to pick out the firstborns.
Na yena baso kukura bula bana ba Israel.
And the firstborn, the children of Israel,
obuta tuwa nababiri biri yebwa,
not to take their firstborn.
Na yino sara omusayi kwe ndiga,
they had to cut the blood of lambs.
Ogwati kurizeti omusayi kwa Kristo Yesu,
to present the blood of Christ Jesus,
okututukuza,
which sanctifies us.
Na bakusika kwa
and they put it at their doorsteps, even the doors of the house, the doors to the houses. When the angel of death passed
into
Egypt, when he saw the blood of the lamb, he shows the blood of Jesus. He didn't enter such a house. He knew those ones are
claimed.
And he headed the houses of Egyptians. He spoke it off and they said this.
Exodus 12:23. Neri abana bo eritakwawo.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus so much.
Yabagamba nti bwe munamukoze ekigambo
told you when you walk on through that word.
Malaika ono owokufa omuzikiriza.
The angel of death, the destroyer,
kali muweka kuyita wamwe.
Would not nyumba yewa into your houses.
Wamula wano kizibu okukizula nibwe bali boogerako eyali ajjamu emyoyo yali malayika oyo.
Yes, had to discover the one he spoke of who took out spirits with the angel of death.
Wabula bw'otunula mu Zabuli eyansaba munaana.
When you look at Psalms 78,
onyolwana mu 9
verses 49,
wano yamutubuulira nti yali malayika yali ayita.
Told him to ask, was the angel who did that.
Zabuli esula eyensaba mu 8 n'olunyiriirwana mu 9.
Psalms 78:49.
Nti yabakasukako obusungu bwe obukambwe n'okunyiiga n'okunyiikaala n'okunakuwala ekibiina ky'abamalayika abaaleeta obubi.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Ekibiina ky'abaki bamalayika b'okufa
group of angels of death in that nation
ne balyoka baleeta obukambwe mu ggwanga lya
Isirayiri on the nation of Egypt.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Many
asked who was taking the spirits.
He
moved on, picked out spirits of the firstborn of Egyptians. Remember, he has been working and is not alone.
They are
together with the angel of
death. And their number,
they are 200 billion of them.
They
divided themselves to others,
worked on the
mission of death to check out spirits from their bodies.
And they saw
heavy to heaven of the holy ones, and they hid them to the angels of heaven.
Those
not holy ones, he gives them to Abaddon, the colleague of death.
He
take them in the pits of hell, the prison of God, hell.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much. The word is like this. Deception is moving around the entire world. And some people, the one say that the devil is the one in charge of hell. And others say the one who takes spirits there to punish them. But a thief, to get a prison of God, they give you to be in charge of it. That has never happened in this world. Even in the world, normal life, it's hard to give a thief to be in charge of a prison. Satan is the one who makes people do evil things. And after he reaches hell, he punishes them. Others say he's the one who pulls trees to take them to hell. But there is an angel who takes them there. According to John of Heaven, we move through the Bible. We are to get explained of all this. According to Revelation 20, verses 1 and 2, this angel of the bottomless pit.
Yes,
he bound the devil 2017 years back. And he put him in the pits of hell.
So the cheese kapuarikamugaba.
Now it's possible to say that now the devil bound himself.
He
is the one punishing himself in hell. Let us see. Revelation 20 from verse 1.
Nenda ba malaika ngakokuva muguru ngalile chisumuluze echo bunyo butakoma n'olujegero runene mu mukono gwe olunyiriro lw'okubiri nakwata ogusota omusota ogwedda ye muli olyomi era sitani nagusibira emyaka 10.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Malaika ono obunyo
butakoma, the angel of the bottomless pit, the one who held and captured the devil 2017 years back, ever since was just from heaven, and he bound him in the bottomless pit, which is known as hell, the prison of God, where
he
imprisoned rebellious spirits.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. Most people say, if they found the devil who is deceiving the world,
yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
We
give you detail of hell, you will get all that. But in brief, in Revelation
13,
verses 1 to 4, Bible shows that when the Satan was getting to be bound, he gave authority to the beast. His authority, his throne, and his power. He gave them to the beasts. And that beast, on it is seated Jezebel, the first fallen angel to fall and join on the devil. When you read Revelation 17, from verse
1
and 9, that one was the one given all the agenda of the devil, and he moved on to run it. But Satan was bound. Some of the angels was cast with from heaven.
Yes, he was the one.
Praise Jesus much.
So
now it means he himself, Satan, is not the one who is in charge of hell, but the angel of the bottomless pit,
whom
we speak of in Revelation 9 from verse 1.
And
God calls him in a mystical language like this. Revelation 9 from verse 1.
Malaika owokutaano n'afuuwa ekkondo eri, ne ndaba emmunyeenye ng'eva mu ggulu ng'egwa ku nsi n'aweebwa ekisumuluzo eky'obunnyo obutakoma.
Yes, ye bazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bayibuli bweberaga mu kulukulusi by'omwero n'olusooka.
The Bible shows Revelation 9:1.
Eraga nti malaika owokutaano yafuuwa ekkondo eri.
When the fifth angel sounded the trumpet,
he
saw the star come from heaven.
But
the language it saying he was given the key of the bottomless pit. When they say he was given, means they speak of the angel in Revelation 20 and verses 1. Let's read and see. Revelations 20 from verse 1.
Nenda ba malaika nga ko kuva mu gulu nga lina ekitumuluzo ekyobungi obutakoma n'olujegere olunene mu mukono gwe.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ndowooza kati wano obikulibwa bulungi.
How you been revealed well?
Nti yandibadde munyonyi malaika.
What would have been a star is an angel.
Avunaanyizibwa kubungi obutakoma.
In charge of the bottomless pits.
Ekkomera lya Katonda.
The prison of God.
Teyena.
Hell.
Yes, you was with
praise Jesus so much. The general name of the angel. In Revelation 9:11, is known as Abaddon or Apollyon. Revelation 9:11.
Muriyonani alinerinya Apoloni.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus so much. Revelation
9:11.
Angels of the bottomless pit. Those who appear like locusts. But they act there to fulfill upon the evil people.
Kabaka wawe,
their king,
Malaika obunyo obutakoma.
The angel of the bottomless pit. His name
Abaddon.
Abaddon.
Oba Apollyon.
Oh, Apollyon.
Yes, you was with
praise Jesus so much.
It means
there are some people who don't bring falsehood on the world. They speak of Abaddon to be Satan.
It
is the angel of the bottomless pit. Revelation 20, verse
1.
The one who bound the devil, Satan. Let's repeat that verse. Revelation 9:11.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus.
Zina kabaka wazo.
They have their king.
Malaika wobunyo obutakoma.
Angel of the bottomless pit.
Erinya limulebulania.
His name in Hebrew.
Abaddon.
Abaddon.
Malaika yetenyine wobunyo obutakoma.
Angel of the bottomless pit.
Kati muwulire mukubikulibwa abi.
Hear of him in Revelation
20. Verse 1 and 2. Yeah, siba Satan.
Is the one who bound the devil.
Kitegeza yeke siye Satan.
It means he is not the devil himself.
That is okay.
Revelation 20:1. Who is that? Abaddon himself. He bound for 1,000 years. As God's calculation is.
Past 1,000 years so far.
Praise Jesus. We would have said 1,000 years of fast. But in 2 Peter, chapter 3, 8-10. God says, 1,000 years before him, they are like one day. And one day, they are like 1,000 years.
So,
the mystery of 1,000 years, God holds it. They are 1,000 years, they are like one day. And one day, like 1,000 years. We may count 2,000 years. The few years which add on, which you are made to bound devil. And we are in the last days, the Lord is about to come back. Satan and his fallen angels, those born in the pits of hell, those who have been traveling on the world, together with the evil, when they will be gotten out of there,
and
taken up for judgment in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven,
will
be cast in the lake of fire, which begins from the midst of the kelvins. on the golden altar of God, in the midst of the Kelvin.
We'll
see that as we move to the rim above.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So we
expect we've proven well.
Satan
is not the one in charge of the bottomless pit, the prison of God, hell.
We
are we together? But angel Abaddon, angel of the bottomless pit. Many people brought deception, and they say that
Abaddon is Satan.
Abaddon is the Satan himself. That is falsehood. And even the angel of death,
Satan
is not Satan again.
Yes, you was with
praise Jesus so much.
Because
secrets of Satan, when you see in the city of heaven,
he
was a cherubim and he fell. He was an angel, he was a
cherubim.
He was the third, he fell.
Yes, you was with
praise Jesus so much.
He
is not the one in charge of hell.
He is
not the one who is in charge of the death of checking out of the body
to
get spirits from their body.
But he involved
the death of killing spirits and the destruction of them.
Cause
us commit sin and unrighteousness that we can be cast in hell and the lake of fire. Destroy our spirits. That's the work he does. And they say that he came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But the vision of checking spirits from their bodies,
where
they get more secrets on hell and the angels working there, we shall get those, all of them.
Here
we give a summary of those which are in the rim below. Heaven to be created in the rim below. Now we've been seeing of hell, spawn the kingdom of the stars. We reach to see of angels walking there. Prove that Satan is not the one walking in the bottomless pit. There is a number of angels. 200 billion. Who work on the mission of death and hell. Revelation
9:16.
Revelation
9:16. Obukumi kakumi emirundi ebiri nempulira omuwendo gwabwe.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus.
There
are those angels
who
come from the bottomless pit, and some come work on mission of death, others remain in the prison to torment spirits of the rebellious in the bottomless pit, hell, the prison of God.
The number,
their number that we
have,
200 billion of them.
Because
this way Satan was cast from heaven and his fallen angels, like read Revelations 12:7
17.
Praise Jesus so much.
Of
the armies of the fallen angels, we are captured bound in the pits of hell, and
we
are bound together with Satan himself. And those who remain called principalities.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much. In Jude 1:6, let's read and we hear.
Ebaluwa ya Yuda is olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Jude 1:6.
Ne bamalayika abataakuuma bukulu bwabwe bo, naye ne baleka ekifo kyabwe bo bennyini abakuumira mu njegere ez'ennaku zonna wansi w'ekizikiza olw'omusango ogw'olunaku olukulu.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
The malaika abagu wa mukuru,
angels were chased from heaven.
Mukubi kwa kumi na mbili.
In Revelation 12, verse 7-17.
Bagu wa mune Satan.
They were chased with Satan.
Era Satan mukubi kwa mbili.
Satan in Revelation 20, verse 1-2.
Na kwa timu wa kusiri.
Was captured and bound.
ate mu Jude emumukaaga
Jude 1:6
ne bamalayika bamukwawe bamugoba
even some of the angels they chased him with
ne bakwatibwa ne basibwamu
captured
njegereza ekizikizikojobutakoma
chains of darkness in the bottomless pit
okutuwa ku nnaku lw'omusango
reaching the day of judgment
ne bagenda okubatwala okusalirwa
where they will take them to be judged
naye ng'era eno mu bunnya obutakoma
still the bottomless pit
mukeyeena
in hell
era eno ewaliyo omuliro gwayo
there is still a fire there
yes yebazi
praise Jesus so much
so abazima gali bwebe
now the truth is like that
that is standing yali yefulira bamalayika beta
how is it now Satan turn against his fallen angels
bamalayika abagwa na abasiba
and he bound them then
waji
are we together
kwigamba wabaduwo bulimba bonje
has been much deception on the world
name kama aleto okusana
but God brings light
naita kumanya
wherever you know through this generation
ogwino kumanya katondo okujude
this generation with the full knowledge of God
where is
the ministry
ogulita naso
which is national
enjiri je utubulira
the gospel it preaches to us
ya utonde bonda bizune kunsi
all creations in heaven and earth
yes yebazi we
praise Jesus
era mulugendo lwekuru
and in the journey of heaven
urugendo rwange nawe
my journey and your journey
urugendo rwawe batusoka
the journey of those who existed before us
abari bo rero
those existing now
na babagendo
kuje and those going to be coming
kitabo kya kutukiza
a book of remembrance
okuperi mukama
from God
utonda wafumura
our living God
eriyama wanga kunna
to all the nations
eriyama zima ebiri kitabo ekiri mukuru
the truth within the Bible within heaven
nation of Jericho
and this one within of the world
yes you was with
praise Jesus so much
na no kusira mpite choko
bin to best second Peter
kama yongero kunyondola understand see akulira magongo
God moves on explain Satan is not the one in charge of hell
era na yemu sibeli
and he too is a prisoner in there
now amule ba malaika be abamukwa abakwa
atwagera we saw these angels captured in those days
okusibibwa ne basibibwa
and they got to be bound
pite choko bin sura peyo kunyonolo okora
chapter 2 verse 4
kama yogera bwati
God speaks like this
pite choko bin sura yo kubiri nolo nilino lwokuna
second peter chapter 2 verse 4
kuba obanga katonda teyasonyi wa malaika bwe bayolonda naye nabasula mu lukonko naba waye eri obunya obwekizikiza okubakumira omusango olunyiro lw'okutaano
yes yebazi praise Jesus
nti mukama katonda omulamba
God the living God
tiyasonyiwa bamalayika bali abaguba muggulu
not spare angels just from heaven
obikuliwa esula eri ekumi n'ebbiri
revelations 12
nulwo omusango paka olw'ekumi n'omusango
verse 7 to 17
naye naba waye ona nabasula mu lukonko
but give them up put them in the danger
mubunya obutakoma
the pits of hell
ukizikiza kunjegere
the darkness the chains
abakumira okubona ku lwomusa
give them to the day of judgment
so abo nabagwa mukeyena
leo all those falling in hell now
malaika okufanga baje mubiri
kuno you have to check them from the body
that you got to kill it
they have not gone holy
bako asiba mukono ya malaika we magoro
even the hands of angel of hell
that you go mukomere
and put down in the prison there
kubonya abonyezi bakunya obutakoma
tormented the bottomless pit
gombe
hell
okutuko na kulwa musango
reach the day of judgment
bana atwali wabachibuga cha katonda
taking the city of God
Jerusalem the chomo
Jerusalem of heaven
okusalirwa musango
be judged
so mufunzi
now in brief
ebibyogerwa kuba ebibyogera ku magombe
that's what speaks of hell
ubunyo boda ko
the bottomless pit
ekomera lya katonda
prison of God
masibire mirembeje
he prisons rebellious spirit
erisinga no kwa kabaka bwe mwenye
spawned the kingdom of the stars
yes yebazi bwe
praise Jesus so much
wabuda ba malaika bali abakulembwa mu kankano Jezebel
the angels so far led by Jezebel
malaika yasoko kwa nega ta kustan
the first fallen angel to fall and join on the
yawe ba study of years
who was given authority by Satan
naba basigara
and those who remained
abamanyidwa ngemizion
known as demons
betugenda okulaba abamasaza mbwa kabaka bwemunye
they want to see principalities in the kingdom of the stars
yimu kwa ibiri mchitundu ejawa
some of the things the rim below
abamasaza
principalities
okay bamalaika abagwa
the fallen angels
abamanyidwa ngemizimu
known as demons
akano bakulembedwa mu Jezebel
now they are led as by Jezebel
mbwa kabaka bwemunye
the kingdom of the stars
kitugenda okujja okulaba
we're going to come see
onabo orwecha
today of tomorrow
wakama akuwo mukisa
may God bless you
atugenda twetegeke
let's go prepare ourselves
tujja kudda mchigambe cha magezi sawa wako
mineemu word of wisdom at 5
then oruge na leo kulaba ikoja sita
and to see the schemes of the devil
tugenda tandika ngosomere sawa mone chitundu
we are always now begin to study for 1.5 hours
suburato okuliza vingawo abanya goro
enable results strength for evening service
kama kwa kwa
kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa kwa